In this module, I'm going to show you how you can measure, track, and celebrate progress to consistently maximize your influence and your impact. Take a moment right now to download the worksheet for this session so you can follow along as we move forward. Have you ever found yourself in a funk? I mean, you love your work, you've got a great team, you're even making progress, but you're just in a funk. In fact, you might even notice it and think that you'll be over it in a day or two, and it continues for several days, and then for several weeks, and you just can't seem how to figure your way out of it. Years ago, I noticed that I periodically struggled with getting motivated and staying motivated. Often as leaders, we don't like to admit it, but these low times are occasionally accompanied by mild depression or even frustration or overwhelm. Many associate these times with weakness, convincing themselves, I'm not a good leader, I'm in over my head, or I should never have taken this position, or I should never have taken on this project. Obviously, this depressive state is not healthy for us. And if we're not healthy, we simply cannot live and cannot lead effectively. We cannot respond to the challenges and opportunities calmly and decisively. In 2011, I began journaling when these low times would occur for me. And I was looking for patterns, anything that would help me to know when they were coming, to prepare for them, to prevent them, and to use them as opportunities to grow. I even tried to fix the problem using various methods of diet or exercise, but nothing was sustainable until I identified four critical gauges for my life and for my work. When I began to review the gauges periodically, I learned something that was life-changing for me. To help me review the four gauges, I developed a guide and template which includes specific questions and action items which can be completed in just a few minutes. You can download a copy of the template and worksheet using the link on this page. So go ahead and do that right now while we walk through the four gauges. The first gauge is the physical gauge. Healthy diet and rest and regular exercise are key components to physical health. When I neglect these areas, I don't have the energy required to live and lead effectively. And so I work out at least 3 days a week, and I get at least 7 hours of sleep a night, and I work to maintain a healthy diet. I've also learned that if I push my body or if I push my mind too hard, that I'll begin to experience a physical breakdown or psychosomatic symptoms or complications associated with high stress. In the worksheet, there are a number of questions to help you evaluate your physical gauge. Take just a moment to review those questions and answer the questions on the worksheet. Then the second gauge is the mental gauge. It's easy to get stuck in a rut, doing the same things and thinking the same way. Occasionally, we do this while we expect to get different results. To mentally prepare for the day, effective leaders continually test their thinking. They continually test their opinions and conclusions. In the worksheet, we've provided a number of questions to help you evaluate your mental gauge. Take just a moment to review those questions and answer them on the worksheet. Then the spiritual gauge is number 3. The pace of my work has dramatically increased over the past few years. And since my spiritual gauge is important for me, I regularly check my life's dashboard, and I can tell when I'm spiritually empty, or when I'm half full, when I'm 3/4 full, or occasionally when I'm full in this area. If the spiritual gauge isn't quite your style, you may want to spend time reflecting or meditating. For me, it's important to keep my faith gauge where I want it to be. And I've committed myself to solitude, to study, to attending church regularly with my family. And I've discovered that these spiritual disciplines help me to clarify life's challenges. They bring intensity and passion to my life and to my work. And in the worksheet, there are a number of questions to help you evaluate your spiritual gauge. Take just a moment to review those questions and answer them for yourself in the worksheet. Then gauge number 4 is emotional. Our problems often signal a state of emotional emptiness. When crisis hits, we become more reactionary, more testy. We become short with people. We see people as interruptions to our real work. You know there's a problem when you're on your way home from work and you consciously hope that your spouse has everything under control or that the kids don't need much from you. You simply don't have any more to give to these most valued people in your life. In the worksheet, there are a number of questions to help you evaluate the emotional gauge. Take just a moment to review those questions and then answer them on the worksheet. The one discipline that has helped me to control my emotional gauge is finding an outlet, a recreational activity that takes my mind away from the pressures of work. Running and writing have become recreational hobbies for me. Now, those might not seem like much fun for you, but it's possible that your hobbies don't seem fun to me either. What's important is that you find something that helps you to unwind, that allows you to let go of the challenges that you face both at home and at work. You'll have to intentionally schedule time into your calendar for unwinding. Otherwise, life happens and crowds out emotional health. Now, here's what's interesting, and this is the most important part of all the four gauges. The emotional gauge is the only gauge you can't directly control. I mean, you can't tell yourself to feel better and make yourself feel better. The emotional gauge is a byproduct or an indicator of the health of the other three gauges. Trouble in one or more of the other three gauges directly impacts or directly affects the emotional gauge. The gauges need to be measured objectively, not subjectively. How you feel about how you're doing doesn't matter nearly as much as how you're really doing. And so using the questions helps you to provide a measurable outcome to evaluate each one of the gauges. I've made a conscious decision to live healthy. And so I have more to offer to others, to my family, to my team, to my organization, than just a handful of years of frenzied activity. The four gauges have helped me to identify where I might be off track so I can resolve the challenge and I can get back on track more quickly. You may find that after reviewing the four gauges, you still need help identifying your best opportunities for growth. And that's fine. We can help with that too. We've developed a couple of assessments that we use with leaders and teams. We developed the Guidestone 360 Leader Assessment and the Guidestone 360 Team Assessment. If you'd like to go deeper and make progress faster, shoot me an email and I'll help you to get started with this. If you haven't done so already, take a moment right now. Be sure to download the worksheet on this page and take the time to complete the action steps for this session. It's such a critical session, and I think it'll be a really encouraging time for you to walk through the action steps with this session. Remember, you don't need to get it perfect. You just need to take the next step, and I want to help you to do that today. In this module, we're looking at review, how you can measure, track, and celebrate your progress to consistently maximize your influence and impact. And in the next session, we're going to look at the first of three regular reviews that need to be a part of your schedule. So I'll see you in the next session.